Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Brief History of Neoliberalism by geographer and social theorist David Harvey examines how neoliberal ideas moved from the margins of economic debate to become a dominant framework shaping policy, culture, and everyday life. Rather than treating neoliberalism as a purely technical set of market-friendly reforms, Harvey presents it as a political project that reorganized power in favor of capital and reshaped states, cities, workplaces, and social expectations. The book traces the shift from the post-war era of managed capitalism toward privatization, deregulation, and financialization, highlighting major turning points in the United States and the United Kingdom, and then following the model as it spread globally. Along the way, Harvey connects big policy choices to material outcomes such as inequality, labor precarity, and recurrent crises. Written for readers who want a clear map of late 20th century political economy, the book offers a framework for understanding why market rule gained legitimacy and how it continues to influence global institutions and national governments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining neoliberalism as a political project, Harvey frames neoliberalism not simply as a preference for markets, but as a specific strategy for restoring and consolidating class power. In this view, the language of freedom, entrepreneurship, and individual choice serves as an ideological cover for policies that strengthen private property rights, expand market relationships, and protect the interests of investors and owners. The state does not disappear. Instead, it is reoriented to create and police markets, enforce contracts, secure monetary stability, and intervene when financial systems are threatened. This reorientation can coexist with strong government authority, surveillance, and coercion, especially when popular resistance arises. Harvey also emphasizes the difference between neoliberal rhetoric and neoliberal practice. Promises of broad-based prosperity often give way to rising inequality, weakened bargaining power for labor, and the transfer of public assets into private hands. By treating neoliberalism as a project with winners and losers, the book encourages readers to evaluate policies by their distributional effects and by who gains decision-making power. The framework also clarifies why neoliberal reforms can persist after failures, since protecting financial and corporate interests becomes the central metric of success. Secondly, from post-war compromise to crisis and opportunity, a central theme is the historical shift from the post-war settlement, marked by strong unions, welfare state expansion, and managed demand, toward the turbulence of the 1970s. Harvey links the stagflation era to a legitimacy crisis for Keynesian-style governance and to conflicts over wages, profits, and inflation. This period created an opening for a new coalition that argued markets, tight monetary policy, and reduced labor power were necessary to restore growth. Harvey highlights how economic crises function as moments when new rules can be introduced quickly, often under claims of necessity. Policy tools such as anti-inflation campaigns, restrictions on union power, and reductions in social spending are presented as technical fixes, yet they also shift bargaining power toward employers and creditors. Harvey also draws attention to the role of think tanks, academic networks, business organizations, and media in translating abstract economic ideas into common sense political language. The result is a narrative in which crisis is not only an economic event, but a political lever. Once framed as inevitable, reforms like deregulation and privatization become easier to implement, even when they carry long-term social costs and weaken democratic constraints on economic power. Thirdly, Anglo-American experiments and the global template, Harvey treats the United States and the United Kingdom as pivotal testing grounds where neoliberal policies were advanced aggressively and then exported as a model. He discusses how political leadership, central banks, and regulatory agencies were mobilized to prioritize low inflation, market discipline, and the interests of finance. Privatization, tax changes, and attacks on organized labor helped shift income and wealth upward, while financial deregulation encouraged speculative activity and the growth of complex credit systems. Harvey also explains how these national experiments interacted with global institutions and cross-border capital flows. As investors gained mobility, governments faced pressure to compete for capital by lowering corporate taxes, weakening regulations, and offering incentives. This competitive dynamic turns neoliberalism into a global template, even when local histories differ. Harvey emphasizes that adoption is uneven and contested, producing hybrid arrangements that blend market reforms with authoritarian measures or nationalist politics. Yet the basic direction remains similar: expand markets into new domains, treat public goods as revenue opportunities, and rely on financial markets as the engine of growth. The chapter-level narrative underscores that neoliberalism spreads through policy learning, elite networks, and the hard constraints created by debt and capital flight. Fourthly, accumulation by dispossession and the remaking of public life. One of Harvey's most influential contributions in this book is the argument that neoliberalism relies heavily on accumulation by dispossession, meaning the transfer of assets and rights from public or communal control into private ownership. This can occur through privatizing utilities and housing, commodifying education and health, enforcing intellectual property claims, and using financial mechanisms to extract value from households and cities. Harvey links these processes to the restructuring of urban space, where redevelopment, gentrification, and megaprojects can displace communities while channeling gains to developers and financiers. The state plays a central role by changing laws, creating markets where none existed, and sometimes using coercion to remove obstacles. The concept also helps explain why neoliberal growth often feels predatory. Rather than relying only on producing new value, it frequently depends on capturing existing wealth and future income streams. Readers are encouraged to see connections between distant policy debates and everyday experiences such as rising rents, user fees, insecure work, and increased personal debt. By highlighting dispossession, Harvey provides a lens for understanding why social conflict intensifies under neoliberal regimes and why resistance often emerges around land, housing, water, and other basic necessities. Lastly, contradictions, crises, and the question of alternatives. Harvey argues that neoliberalism contains built-in contradictions that generate instability. Financialization expands credit and speculation, boosting profits and asset prices, but it also increases systemic risk and makes economies vulnerable to bubbles and crashes. Meanwhile, wage restraint and labor market flexibility can raise profitability, yet they limit mass purchasing power, encouraging reliance on debt to sustain consumption. These dynamics contribute to recurring crises that are often resolved in ways that protect financial institutions and deepen neoliberal practices, such as bailouts, austerity, and further privatization. Harvey also explores how neoliberal governance can hollow out democratic accountability by shifting decisions to central banks, trade agreements, and technocratic bodies insulated from popular pressure. The result is a tension between the promise of freedom and the lived reality of insecurity and diminished political influence for many citizens. Importantly, the book does not treat neoliberalism as inevitable. By showing its historical origins and the interests it serves, Harvey opens space for thinking about alternatives, including renewed public investment, stronger labor protections, and democratic control over key resources. The emphasis is less on a single blueprint and more on developing political clarity. If neoliberalism is a project, it can be challenged by different projects that prioritize equality, stability, and collective well-being. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want to understand the last several decades of economic and political change beyond simple partisan understanding, including students of sociology, geography, political science, and economics, as well as journalists, organizers, and curious general readers. It is especially helpful for anyone trying to connect everyday pressures like debt, housing costs, job insecurity, and public service cutbacks to larger policy choices and institutional shifts. By presenting neoliberalism as a historically specific project rather than a natural evolution, the book benefits readers by sharpening their ability to evaluate claims about efficiency, freedom, and market necessity. It encourages clearer thinking about power, who sets the rules, and who captures the gains when markets expand. Compared to many introductions that focus narrowly on economic theory, Harvey's account is worth buying because it links ideology to political strategy and real-world outcomes, combining historical narrative with a concrete framework for interpreting privatization, deregulation, and financial dominance. The result is a compact guide to how neoliberalism became common sense and why it remains resilient even when it produces crises, offering readers durable concepts they can use to analyze current events and policy debates. If you would like to support David Harvey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.